This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
David Hamilton joins us live in studio. He is the project manager of Bundoran Farm. David, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
I'm very well. I'm pleased to be here, Coy.
I appreciate you coming in. You were telling me before we went on the air that you were a regular listener to the program.
I'm an avid listener. I am a bit of an urban planning junkie, and I just can't believe that there's a local radio show where you bring Brian Wheeler in and talk about these issues. I commend you for doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you
very
much. It speaks
well of your audience as well.
Yeah, well, we have a very educated audience and folks who are genuinely concerned and interested, I think, in growth and development issues here in Central Virginia. It's not the, you know, the average person in our community is sort of knows what's going on.
Yeah, it's something that continually astonishes me and is very gratifying is the level of discussion here. The paroxysm of growth that's hit Albemarle County in the last 15 years and the sort of serious thinking about the future of this community is very impressive. We work, meaning Crow, in a number of states, primarily New England, and the level of discussion at the Planning Commission here is more sophisticated than most, let's say that.
Well, that's good to hear. Give us a David Hamilton 101, a little bit about your background, because you are far more than just your average developer off the street. You bring a whole lot more to the table. And then tell us about Crow as well.
Sure. Well, my background is as an architect. I come from the design side and urban design side. I got involved with Crow about 3-4 years ago and really came down here for this project at Charlottesville. I've been a resident of North Garden with my family now for about a year and a half, 2 years, gotten to know the neighborhood. And one of the great joys of this project for me is getting to live on the farm and meet my neighbors and become a part of Batesville. Crow is a company based in New England, and we've been doing preservation development or conservation-oriented communities for about 30 years. It was started by a gentleman who's a sort of personal hero of mine named Bob Baldwin. He was my boss, and we lost him about a year and a half ago. It was a tragedy. But Bob was a very successful businessman in Boston, and he got on a town planning commission out in rural Massachusetts, and he just got, frankly, angry. He saw developers come into his town and propose things that were obscene, in his view, and then he saw environmental groups show up and scream about it at the meeting, and the farmer was no longer anywhere to be found because he had been paid and left.
Yeah.
His kids went off to college, and nobody would take over the farm. And so the community lost another piece of farm and another piece of their agricultural heritage. And then we end up with another suburban development. So he started this company to see if maybe we could get all these people in a room together beforehand, meaning bring the environmental perspective, bring the education and community perspective, bring the farming perspective, most importantly. And what we've come up with and refined over 20, 30 years is an approach to land conservation and development, which maintains a working farm. In our personal goal, it's usually at least 80% of the land remains in either conservation or active agriculture. And we introduce a very low density, typically housing mix, in an unusual pattern that one doesn't see everywhere, and lock those uses in forever.
We're talking with David Hamilton, the project manager for Bundoran Farm. And Bundoran Farm, then, this is the first Crow development in Virginia, is that
right?
Yeah,
it's our first time out of New England. We are currently looking at a couple of other opportunities in the region. But this is it's a big step for us because not only is it out of state and we had to send somebody, meaning me, down here, it also is just a jaw-droppingly beautiful property, and it's a bit like being asked to sketch something on top of a Picasso. It's a terrifying responsibility to deal with this land, which has been under the stewardship of the Scott family for about 60 years. It's also unusual because there is no such thing as a 2,300-acre farm in New England. And to get the scale of this, people don't often get the scale of this thing. When I show them a map, they say, now, what's the scale? How far is this from Charlottesville? And I tell them, no, this is to scale. If you're looking at a baseball, which was Charlottesville, Bundoran Farm is about the size of a golf ball. It's about a third the size of the entire city of Charlottesville. And, of course, 45,000 souls live in the baseball, and about 100 families will live at Bundoran Farm. So this is an extremely low density kind of approach to development.
Yeah, and to put it in perspective for folks where this is in Albemarle County, it's right down, if you head down 29 South to
to the Crossroads.
To the Crossroads Country Store and turn right like you're going to the county fair.
That's right.
You just stay on that road and you run right through this property, right?
That's right. It's everything, it's on the north side of the road and then eventually both sides of the road, and then it encompasses a good bit of Edge Valley Road up the other valley. So it's really two valleys, and in fact we are the host of the Albemarle County Fair. Bundoran Farm hosts them, and we're very proud of it. It's a great community organization.
My guest is David Hamilton. He's the project manager for Bundoran Farm, give us a timetable now. When can we expect to see perhaps some first the sure. land being prepped for the future?
Well, actually, we had a bit of a kickoff meeting with the community down in Batesville in October to let them know that construction was happening. So we've started, we're actually well along building roads on the first phase, which is what's essentially south of Plank Road and west of Edge Valley. The roads are very unusual, and I encourage you to come down and take a look at them. We were granted some confidence by the Planning Commission to build very unusual, very small-scale rural roads, and it's really different when you take a look at it. But we got our plat in September of last year, and we have been selling. We're open for business. We've sold about depending on the day, either 9 or 10 home sites, and we'll be in business here for several years.
And what's really special about this, and I want to sort of underscore something. The reason people should care, you know, on this program and in this community, we talk about growth and development all the time. And, let's admit it, a lot of time the developers take the heat for coming in and wanting to build a huge neighborhood when the community doesn't have the infrastructure to support it.
Yeah.
And most studies show that it's a negative sum game. It costs the community money to build this new development, and, you know, in schools and roads and sewage and cars. And meanwhile, the developer makes a tidy sum and walks off to his next field. But this is a very different animal.
This is a
very unique approach that y'all are taking.
It's very different. We approach, the term sustainability and the terms preservation and conservation get thrown around a lot. But what we're really looking at Bundoran is a true sustainability. And that includes both, environmental sustainability and financial sustainability, but also social. We have very good relations with our neighbors. They don't hate us. In fact, when we went to the Planning Commission, the headline the next day was what I think Cal Morris said, which was, a funny thing happened last night at the Planning Commission. Nobody burned the place down.
Yeah, yeah.
We had 55 of our neighbors sign a petition that we didn't have anything to do with in support of our project, which was, I think, unprecedented and very gratifying.
What is it about it, Dave? Why is it that folks are so keen on this type of preservation development where you can go in to over 2,000 acres in Albemarle County and say you're going to build a neighborhood, and everybody says, absolutely, Crow, please build one of your neighborhoods here. What is it about a Crow development that's so appealing?
Well, I don't think that we should say that anybody begged anybody to come down. But I think that what people recognized is we spent a lot of time with the community explaining how we design a community. The design of the average rural subdivision is not a very sophisticated process. But we spend an awful lot of time with our partners. We don't come in and sort of draw in pencil on a plan where the road's going to go. We go out in teams on the ground and map. We say, where is the farmland we want to preserve? Where are the water quality? Where are the watersheds? Where are the view sheds? We place a great deal of emphasis on maintaining the rural character of the place. And we throw all that stuff on a map, and we work backwards in a sense. We say, where does the land tell us to build? Which sounds like a new idea, but of course it's exactly what somebody did who was developing a piece of farmland in 1850. They protected the most valuable agricultural land and the most valuable forestal land and their water supply and put their house where it makes sense. So I think that the families who live around us, many of whom have been there for many generations, recognize this. It's legible to them. It's understandable. It sort of makes sense when you see it. What you end up with are big contiguous areas of agricultural land and forestal land and small seams of hopefully very unobtrusive houses, which then from those houses you get an extraordinary level of protection from future development. The entire property then is essentially under a huge easement. And although you may only have bought 15 or 30 acres or even 2 acres in some cases, you have access to about 2,000 acres and 20 miles of trail. I think it just kind of makes sense to people that, aha, here's one developer who came in and didn't try to max out exactly what they could do and then argue for 20 more units.
We
really looked at
which
it.
Which we've certainly seen our share of here.
What does the land tell us to do, you know? It's a respectful approach, hopefully.
My guest is David Hamilton, the project manager for Bundoran Farm, which is open for business down in the North Garden and Batesville area in Albemarle County. 2,300 acres, is that right?
2,300 acres, about 3.5 square miles.
Yeah. And what is so amazing about it is you say it's 2,300 acres for 100 families.
Yeah.
Compared to some of these places around here, we've seen 900 homes in 300 acres. Yeah. I mean, it is very, very, a very, very different approach.
Well, we had, some would say the misfortune, and in many ways a good fortune, of coming through the county process at the same time as the Biscuit Run project. It's a totally different project, really apples to oranges, but I think that when we were coming through, people thought, my God, if they're going to build 4,900 houses out there on 1,000 less acres, what's going to happen at Bundoran?
Right.
And I think that's what pleased some of the neighbors and county officials, is seeing that we had precisely the opposite intention of lowering the density as much as possible while maintaining the economic viability of the project.
Yeah, and just from a business perspective, it's absolutely brilliant, because not only are the environmentalists happy, not only are the neighbors happy, not only is the planning commission happy, but the people who can buy in there, mm-hmm. it's like buying a little plot of land next to a national forest. I mean, you never have to worry about your view shed or, you know, a huge neighborhood popping up next door. It really is like buying into a little slice of a forest.
Well, and if you ask a local realtor who specializes in farms and estates, you'll find out that there are a lot of those people out there who are hoping to buy 20 acres right next to Mr. and Mrs. Grisham's property or the National Forest. Those buyers are out there. And our philosophy is, you like that view, buy it. Buy your share of that view, and we'll all protect this place together.
Yeah.
So we actually don't even call people buyers who buy at our project. The first 9 or 10 people are called our founding stewards. And we expect and are continually pleased at their level of engagement with us. They really do consider themselves the stewards of this farm, which the Scots put 50, 60 years of excellent stewardship into, and before them, other families.
Yeah, and we don't want to go any further without recognizing the very wise, what the Scott family has done. And, of course, I know Fred Scott well, and he's a very good man. They had the community in mind when they recognized that growth is happening here. Mm-hmm. This land eventually is going to get developed at some point. It's too close to Charlottesville not to. Yeah. So let's sit down and figure out a way that we can do it very smart. We also must recognize the fact, and we got a caller on the line, Franklin, stay with me. We also must recognize the fact that, you really have to have a certain investment to be able to get into Bundoran Farm. It's not a starter home we're talking about.
No. Take the first question, the first point first. Fred's situation, or the Scott family situation, is not at all unusual, although they're a very prominent family and they've done a lot of great things. It was a really thoughtful response to a situation that's incredibly common. You know, more than half of farm owners in America are over 55. They send their kids to college. Their kids don't want to come back and run the farm. And there are farmers all over the world, all over the United States, who are facing this problem. My God, what if this place that I love goes on the auction block? And yet, at the same time, it is their family's investment. It's their big rolling 401k plan.
Right, sure.
So they need to pull that value out of the land. We don't pretend that we're the solution to farmland conservation, but we think that this is a viable model which can go elsewhere in the country and help address those pieces of land which are very special and need to be protected.
Yeah, and certainly, personally, I think it's a great model for what we could be doing more of in Central Virginia. And let's recognize, this is a capitalist market approach to land conservation. It makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it is market driven, and I don't want to sort of shy away from your second point, which is that you know, the price of entry into this community. It may surprise you. A lot of people tend to think that this is a bunch of million-dollar lots. We certainly do have home sites which are above that range, but we also have home sites which are down in the $300,000 to $400,000 range, which is still not cheap. But it might surprise you that the people who have bought at Bundoran Farm are they range from hotshot you know, lawyers to a nature photographer and his wife, the teacher, who are retiring. One thing that is a little unusual that we've found is that people who buy in this community, they're far more interested in land than in house. So we completely blow those ratios of $500,000 lot, $1 million house out of the water. People in our case are building, in many cases, very modest homes. They're beautiful, and they look like they've always been there because of our design guidelines. But they don't necessarily, I don't think that we're going to see these, you know, what people commonly deride as McMansions out at Bundoran.
Let's go to the phones. Franklin, you've been very, very patient on line one. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. You've already answered some of my questions. I just wanted to know what the price range of the lots was going to be in Bundoran, and you've also partially addressed, you know, kind of the price range of the overall package of some of the homes once they're built. You noted that they're not necessarily going to be in a typical ratio of what might be the home might be 70% in the of the value, and the lot might be 30%, but they're going to be out, you know, out of those ranges. But you pretty much answered my question and kind of stole, you know, my thunder, so to speak.
Sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
I'll hang up if you've got any more to comment about that and just listen.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Franklin, so much. Appreciate you joining the conversation.
Well, you know, the only other thing I'd say about it is that what we see at Bundoran is we think the leading edge of a larger trend. I can't tell you how many people come into my office and talk to me and say, we're very interested in what you're doing. Tell me that you're not going to allow the McMansion. And and what we say is, you know, we show them our design guidelines. We have a couple of things going for us. One, there is no minimum build time, which is very unusual in a large residential development. Usually developers want to see activity. Some of our buyers just want to put a stake in the ground and have a piece of land that maybe they can give their kids, and that's completely fine with us. But the other thing is that the land and the price of the land, you're getting a good bit more value than your average. This is not the cheap way to buy 5 acres in Albemarle County.
Right, right.
This is a good bargain at buying 5 acres and access to 2,000 acres of recreational and natural
habitat. Because you're buying into a certain community,
yeah,
that is a 2,000-acre preserved, you know, community here.
Yeah, with the and people often ask, well, you know, what's the amenity? You know, because you know, people build communities around golf courses and pools and weight rooms, and the amenity at Bundoran Farm is the land. It is the ability to walk on, you know, 20 miles of trail, which have been built and maintained and improved by the Scots and then improved by us, and to go have a picnic when the cows aren't in the particular pasture that you live next to, go fly a kite. It's to enjoy that land. And in fact, the other thing that, you know, the other trend, if you will, other than this sort of not so big house trend, is that this is increasingly what people want from their community. They're not as interested in pool and shuffleboard. They want a place to walk out and show their kid the birds.
David Hamilton is the project manager at Bundoran Farm, online at bundoranfarm.com. David, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and good luck with Brian afterward.
Thanks so much. Let's take a break for CBS News, local news and weather. We're back with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville tomorrow.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SeavillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.